AM 1470 WBKV, the animals, and we got to get out of this place. And we're joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation with West Bend School Superintendent Ted Neitzke. Good morning, sir.
Welcome. Good morning.
You have the light jacket on today, I see.
Yes, the rain jacket.
Yeah.
My West Spartan colors. It's not very nice outside. Again, cold and damp. But
it's spring in Wisconsin. What do you want?
Yeah.
You know,
take it. You have to cut. Everybody, I think, is joining me and having to cut their grass twice a week. So,
yeah,
it's a good problem. Nice thick lawns.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. The animals there, though, I had that. My dad gave me that 45 that he probably played out at UW Stevens Point many times in the 60s. When I was a kid, we'd play that a lot.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
You're a big fan of the animals?
No, but I had the 45 when I was a kid. Yeah.
So there you go. So it was there and it was available.
That he had a lot of that, a lot of Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Good stuff.
All right. How'd the concert go? Speaking of music, your event on, was that Friday?
Yeah. The Well Pennies played with, 86 of our orchestra students. They, played for just about 2 hours, 600 people there. It was amazing. I mean,
yeah.
That band is a very talented band, and what they did with our orchestra, I mean, you can go online, there'll be some videos there, but they did a little transformational piece for us there. I mean, they had our students playing some music they traditionally didn't play in a collaborative effort with a nationally known act, and it was very, very cool. And the Athletes for the Arts raised a lot of money. Looks like they're going to be able to, I'll find out the final numbers today, but I think they will be able to give at least a $10,000 gift to the foundation to support the closing of the gap for the remodel of the auditorium, and about $14,000 towards a new sound system for the field house, which is a much needed piece. The athletes and the artists this year said, let's try to split it. Let's try to make a big impact. So we, for high school graduation, those of you who will be attending, you will be hearing us through our new sound system, 36,000 watts, 26 5-gallon JBL speakers at places. It's going to rock.
Going to rock. Huh?
Yeah, the sound specialist who we hired came in, and I had a meeting with the kids, and he was walking us through, like, here's how it's being designed and all the way the sound bounces off the many surfaces in the gym. And we asked him, we said, so can you grade the sound system? Is it like a B? Is it a C+? Is it an A? He goes, it's A. It's got the boom boom.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure I'm going to find out when they throw it on and we have to listen to Fetty Wap or whatever where the kids are listening to now.
Yeah, exactly.
Making me feel old.
Buddy of mine used to do that sound install stuff, and it's fun stuff. It's creative, and you get to crank up the boom and all that stuff along the way.
Yeah, it'll be great for the kids and the community because that's a shared space. So when they go in there.
Right.
Hopefully we can intimidate our guests a little more because of the...
There you go.
Yeah, when they crank, we will rock you, and the gym is actually shaking. That'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been in Camp Randall when it's been shaking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. About like 4 or 5 years ago, my godson is a student at Madison, and he's like, hey, why don't you come sit in the student section with us? I'm like, I haven't done that since 1988, so I don't know that I really... He's like, come on. And when they play that jump around, holy goodness.
Yeah, I've been in the press box there a couple of times when they do it. And you can really feel it in the press box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Cool traditions like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. When is graduation?
Graduation this year is on June 5th. 1 o'clock is West High School and 4:30 is East High School. So in one afternoon there, we say goodbye to our seniors who've done some great things.
And that'll be inside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's inside the field house.
Yeah. Ours was always outside if the weather's good, inside if it's not. So somebody was making, the principal was making a decision, 3 hours before as to whether or not all these chairs had to be moved and all this stuff,
Yeah. Yeah, I've experienced it both ways. Like up in Sheboygan, they do it in Volrath Bowl.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter what the weather is. So if it's raining, there's everybody in umbrellas and sitting on the grass and
okay.
My personal graduation was outside. I remember that. I remember beach balls and administrators popping them, but
Because that's what administrators do.
Right. That's what we're, yeah. It's actually a 3-credit class, how to deter craziness at high school graduations.
No silly string.
Yeah, right.
No beach balls.
No, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Save it for the after party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be a good day, and that's a neat thing because this senior class, again, got the West Bend School District some great recognition. We were nationally ranked here, again, by the Washington Post, which used to be the Newsweek Greatest High Schools in the Country piece. And, you know, there's a lot of those things. You can go online and, you know, somebody will create a high school ranking based upon one criteria. And the one that I think that everybody in the country really values is the Washington Post one because they use multiple criterion to determine that. So it was a great day when we saw, again, because it's happened many times before, that East and West High School were ranked nationally in the top 5% and then in the state the top 4%.
How many in the graduating classes?
This year it'll be close to 500 kids between East and West who will graduate.
Okay.
So, you know, a little over, actually. This is one of our larger classes. We've got one of the things that'll come up in our budget presentation on May 23rd is we've got small class sizes coming up through the system now. And nationally, there's really two events that have impacted birth rates in the last 20 years, not even 20 years, the last 15 years. First is September 11th, 2001. Birth rates dropped, and then also right after the Great Recession. So we've got some smaller classes coming up here throughout southeastern Wisconsin that'll be impacting class sizes. But this outgoing senior class is a pretty special group. I mean, once again, there's a lot of there's a lot of state championship athletes going out. There's a lot of scholarship kids, a lot of great things occurring in the class of 2016 for East and West.
Very cool.
Yeah, very good problems. We're blessed.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is going on? How are signups for 4K?
4K signups are very strong. Our partnerships are really, really developing. You know, we've always believed that, you know, the school district should be the center of the community, but we should collaborate with the community in our efforts. So right now, the 4K program at River Edge, that outdoor 4K program is full.
Okay.
We have a good problem there. Our partners are doing really well. Most of the sites are full. We're about where we thought we would be projection wise, which is a good problem. But it makes me a little nervous because many people will show up in July and August to register for the first time, even though registration started a few months ago.
Sure.
So we might be in a positive panic here at the start of the school year. We'll be ready for it, but you know, if we get another 150 4K students. You know, we'll be scrambling a little bit, but that's to be expected.
Right. It's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem. And great partners with the Y and the different organizations, Jackson Rec. One of the ones I'm most excited about is obvious. I love River Edge. I mean, I'm a River Edge kid. But one of the things I really, really am looking forward to as well is the Cedar Campus will have the Senior Living Center will have a classroom out there. And it will be a combination of intergenerational approach as well as nature. So you'll have a tremendous amount of opportunities for our retired citizens or our seasoned citizens who live out there to be able to work with, mentor, guide the four-year-olds out there. So a lot of kids in the West Bend School District, you know, we're hovering around 40% of our students live in free and reduced lunch. We've got a lot of single-parent children, children with multiple parents or siblings, and it'll just be really cool for us to have, you know, Grandpa Phil and, you know, Grandma Sarah come in, you know, every day into their lives and breathe another opportunity for them to be mentored and have a new role model and show them some different ways in which they can approach life. So
absolutely.
I'm very excited about that. And again, Cedar Community is doing a great job partnering with us and, you know, as are all of our partners, the YMCA, that's actually a YMCA site with Cedar Community and River Edge.
Okay.
So they get triangulated out there. So those kids will have some pretty awesome things happening in their lives.
Yeah. Makes me wish I was 4 again.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
But I don't know if I go through the whole rest of it. I wouldn't mind being four again.
I don't want to redo high school. Yeah. Not with all the things these kids face.
No, exactly.
Somebody didn't like you when we were in high school. You never knew it unless they said something to you walking down the hallway. Today, somebody doesn't like you in high school. You got to read it on Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and everywhere else. And it's just
all those things. Yeah.
I think we're raising a generation of kids who are going to be pretty thick-skinned because they're going to be used to immediate and instant criticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or exactly. They're going to grow up and then make sure that those things don't exist anymore. We'll see where it goes.
We'll see where it goes. Can we, I know you can't maybe talk too much about it. Can we talk a little bit about the bomb threat and just what the potential ramifications, for this young lady are?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, anytime a threat like that is found or made, we immediately begin to investigate it. And then we partner very quickly with the West Bend Police Department. In this last one, what was interesting, and we faced a little bit of criticism for it because people were upset that we didn't evacuate the school immediately and that we didn't communicate immediately what was going on. And what I'd ask the community to do is have some empathy for the situation. First of all, immediately when we see something like that, we involve the police. We trust the police to make a decision on, do you believe this is real or not? And should we evacuate? What should we do? And we have those conversations. We have them very quickly. And, at the same time, the police do their diligence to ensure that there is safety. And people were upset because we had communicated out around just shy of 10 o'clock or just a little after 10 o'clock at night. And the reason was because we were working with the police department and they didn't want to, and I agreed, they didn't want to disclose, hey, this was found here and we don't want you to panic or whatever, because they were still talking to all of the students.
Right.
In the 21st century, when you write something on a wall or on a note, in our high schools, we have cameras everywhere. So if you leave something someplace, it doesn't take us a very long time to narrow it down to the 22 or 50 people who are there, but it does take time to talk to all of them. So we communicated out as quickly as we could. We faced a little criticism from some people that it wasn't fast enough. And what happened was that, they had narrowed it down to a final suspect. We decided we're going to communicate it out so that the kids who we've talked to don't tell our story. And the next morning, the police made an arrest before 9 o'clock. At no point was anyone in any danger. Was there any, there was nothing found, obviously, or else we wouldn't have had school.
Right.
But then again, at the same time, these things started in the 60s. This is not new. There was a bomb threat when I was in high school in 1987. I remember it like yesterday because they evacuated the school. We all ran out of there. And then for the next like 4 days, everybody was calling bomb threats thinking we wouldn't have to go to school. It immediately creates a sense of panic. Then well, let's just keep doing it. And as far as the consequences of the action, we don't have a zero tolerance policy for things like this because we look at each case and we want to make sure that we do what's best for, obviously, first, the entire school population, safety of our kids, but then second, what's best for the individual. And in this case, we are recommending expulsion. And we would, I think, anytime someone disrupted the environment and the community. And one thing that many people, some people will say, this happened to that child or this happened to this person, and we need to make those considerations. At the end of the day, when the entire community, 42,000 people's lives are disrupted by the actions of one, there have to be consequences, without question. We may not agree on what they are, but you cannot have for a moment any child thinking that they can disrupt the community or any person in the community thinking that they can create this level of disruption and they would not face any consequence.
And I always have mixed feelings about covering something like this because I don't want to encourage the next one who's on the fence about whether I should do this or not to go ahead and do it because they think they're going to get, potentially get credit for something, or they can say when I heard on the radio, you know what I mean.
Well, in the world we live in, where there actually have been in the last two decades some very significant tragedies in schools, everything's got to be taken serious, and you're hypersensitive to it. And I'm sure many people have heard me talk about this in the past, but we had the Department of Homeland Security audit our schools, and we developed great relationships as a result. I mean, the FBI uses Barton as a training center. A year and a half ago, we hosted the West Bend Police Department, myself, the Homeland Security, Milwaukee Police Department, and the FBI, as well as the Secret Service. We actually hosted the statewide Safety and Security Summit, We came in, we taught people how they had audited our schools, what we needed to do to deter things. But one of the things that they said was the number one deterrent is to make sure children understand the consequences of the actions, because most threats are just that. They're threats. There are times when students will take action, and at that point we're trained for that as well. But if there's no deterrent to make the threat, there's no reason not to make the threat. And a behavior ignored is a behavior accepted. And we were not going to accept this, and nor should anyone else. At the same time, we're not going to close the schools every time, and we're going to take our time, make sure kids are safe. But, I don't like talking about this just as much as anybody else. But, again, it's the reality of the situation. And in the 21st century, when, social media takes over and rumors get started and fear sweeps through, the community in seconds, we face very quick criticism that we're not communicating fast enough. Where, 15 years ago, you'd have found this, maybe two people would have heard about it. It would have been cleaned up. The threat would have been, taken care of. The child would have had consequences, and it wouldn't have played out in the public. And now everything plays out in the public. So as a result, you got to make sure that you're deterring kids from making poor choices.
Right, right. And it is potentially a felony now.
Yes. In the state of Wisconsin, creating this level of disruption, because it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
And every school district handles it a little different. And where we're blessed in West Bend is that, and I was shocked when I learned this, we are unique that the superintendent, the police chief, and the fire chief can go have lunch together and have a conversation. In many municipalities, that level of collaboration or even friendship does not exist because they're viewed as competitive entities, A lot of school districts, they don't want the police in the schools. They don't want people to, think that they need the police, and, they want to pretend they don't have any issues and there's no drugs and, park in the back door and only send ununiformed officers in here without a sidearm. No way. I mean, in West Bend, Chief Moyler and I get along very well, and we have the same philosophy, which is that, a strong police presence in the community and good relationships between us and between the police and the kids and the school district and the kids is really, really important. And it deters a lot because then kids trust the police and they go tell the police things. And then the police have conversations instead of immediately arresting. And we're just again, and I'll say it all the time because I think this is actually one of the last times I'm on your program. We are blessed here. We have so many great things going on in West Bend and this region that, and it's the same thing in Jackson. Chief down there, Jed and I, we get along well. We can make phone calls. It's never a competitive entity. And in many communities around the state of Wisconsin and the country, they just don't talk to each other. So we're very fortunate that way.
That's great. What else is going on?
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. So tonight, if you would like, or actually tomorrow night, I'm sorry, Silverbrook has the intermediate school has the sixth grade band concert. May 12th, this Thursday at 7 o'clock at Badger, is the Pops concert. I'd love to see lots of people up at the Silver Lining Arts Center this Friday and Saturday and Sunday for the middle school play, Treasure Island. The set is amazing, so I'm going to guess that the kids are going to rise above that. Prom is coming up May 21st, and parents, I'm going to give you just a word of advice. It is not cool to host a party. I know that's a tradition in many communities in the state of Wisconsin, but these are 17 and 18-year-old children, and they needed to be reminded of that. And those who host are the ones who are going to lose the most. And I know that sounds goofy, but we have a lot of different kids, whose mom and dads may think it's okay. Everybody give me their keys and there's some beer downstairs and hang out down there and nobody leaves. But it is sending the wrong message. And, too many kids have lifelong consequences as a result of poor choices made at prom. At the same time, it's a great event and it's very joyous, but I just wanted to send that little reminder out there. And then we've got a lot of stuff going on. Star Search at the Silver Lining Arts Center on May 25th. And like we said, high school graduation on June 5th. Last day of school is June 2nd. So small business owners, get ready because they're coming for ice cream and candy.
Yeah. Boy, June 2nd. Is this year just kind of flown by?
I think that happens every year, right? As you get a little older, the time goes by a little quicker. And
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some neat things going on, and that's, I don't know how you're going to end it, but one of the things I wanted to do was thank the West Bend community and this region, Jackson, Newburgh, Trenton, Washington County. I've been in I've been here in West Bend since I started as principal of Badger Middle School in 2003, and I've loved every minute of it. I love serving this community, the kids. And I remember when I came here from Sheboygan, one of my very first kind of behavioral incidences at Badger Middle School, I was used to Sheboygan, which is a much more diverse community. I wasn't used to parent support when I would call as a principal. You know, a lot of times I'd get yelled at, or, you know, you handle it, this is your problem, and hung up on. And I remember the first phone call I had made for a student where I called the parent at work, and the mom got on the phone and she assured me this would never happen again. That's all she said. And the next day the student came in and was, Mr. Nightscamp, sorry, and then apologized to the teacher, and the mom was standing over the child's shoulder. And I thought, I've landed in Mayberry. And West Bend is a beautiful community, as is Jackson, because this is an area with strong values, strong convictions, strong opinions. But at the end of the day, the one thing that I have always boiled down to is that this is an incredibly kind community. And although there are loud voices on any end of an issue, at the end of the day, the reason those voices are allowed to be so loud is because so many people are so nice and just want to move on and do their thing. And the kids in this community, the teachers I serve every day, the administrators, the lunch ladies, the aides, the maintenance guys, they're a reflection of what this community expects. And your resources are guarded, your kids are tended to, and what happens here in the West Bend School District hopefully will for years continue to benefit the region and get our great kids to stay here and build a better community. So every day I'm grateful as I pull in and out of the district office or our schools and see the kids, and I'll forever be grateful for this community's trust and my ability to be their leader.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time you've spent here. You've made this transition pretty easy for me too, so I appreciate that.
And, you're welcome.
Tell you what, I'm gonna let you introduce the song.
Oh yeah, what's coming up?
1977, Kansas.
Very well, hit it. Yeah, happy birthday, Mayor Sedonico.